You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You talk dirty to me.
Joining us on the show now is a man who, Kelly, you have his shirt hanging in your room. It's still all sweaty and stuff.
I just washed it because I wore it yet again.
Did you really? You wore it again?
I wear the heck out of my Jason Derulo stolen tee.
Hey, Jason Derulo.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
What's up, brother?
Are you creeped out at all yet?
Nah, of course not.
He's flattered by my adoration.
The effort I had to go through
when
you performed at our kids benefit last fall, it was so great because Kelly's in love with you, and I was able to get one of your security members to let me into your dressing room after you guys departed, and I got your sweaty shirt and then presented it to her.
It took me forever to wash it.
Stole it.
I extracted as much of your DNA as possible.
Oh my God.
Finally decided to launder it.
Yeah, we're going to clone you, actually.
But enough about us, Jason.
Right,
how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, I'm actually in New York at the moment, but yeah, I'm good. You know, it's a little chilly here.
Yeah, I mean, Jason, if you're cold over there in New York, all you got to do is turn on some Talk Dirty to me, and that'll warm it right up.
Word up.
I would go ahead and buy it on the first day, but it's being released on tax day, and, you know, brother got to pay them taxes first.
Jason, what's your favorite lyric from your song, Talk Dirty to Me?
That's a good question. Nobody's ever asked that. Sold out arenas. You can see my
beep. Yes! That's my favorite, too.
He was hoping you were going to say that.
Jason, I keep saying that.
That's all he says every morning at 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's weird walking into the studio.
That's just genius to me. Two Chainz actually just killed that verse. It was crazy.
I'm surprised nobody has ever thought to rhyme arenas with that before. It sounds so simple to me, you know?
JC's teaching his son how to say it. He likes it so much.
Oh, my gosh. You know, as a parent, because Emma Kelly loves the song, I'm, like, trying to ride the volume when it gets to certain parts. It's, you know, kind of tricky.
Right.
But we do love it. And I'm telling you, this song has taken off on a life on its own. We just watched that video featuring Ryan Seacrest and Robin Thicke. And
everybody.
And One Direction. How did that video come about with everybody lip syncing and dancing along to Talk Dirty to Me?
You know, this song just, you know, it has like this cult following. It's just, you know, people started to do the videos on their own. I mean, One Direction, I think, were the first ones to do it. They did it on their like one D-Day. You know, other people started to do it. So I was like, you know, why don't we just make a mega mix out of this thing? And then other people, you know, just started submitting them. And, you know, next thing you know, I mean, I got all these different celebrities, man. It was crazy. You know, Larry King, Robin Thicke, Enrique Iglesias, Flo Rida, Ariana Grande, One Direction. Probably missing a million people. I probably shouldn't mention anybody because I'm going to forget people.
No, but it's great. It's fun.
Yeah, you could actually watch it on YouTube. It's legit.
And so if Talk Dirty to Me, is that a sort of representative, is that the right word, of what your album's going to sound like when it comes out Tuesday?
Yeah, you know what? The album, in terms of Talk Dirty, like just really like having that that thing that just sticks out in the radio, just that different kind of thing. Yeah, like my next single is the main instrument is a recorder. Remember the recorder when you was in elementary school?
Yes.
Yeah.
Learn how to play.
Yeah.
Make a little start.
Of course.
So my next single has a recorder. It's the main instrument, and it's one of those ones that just makes you go like, huh? Like what's this? What's that? And it actually features Snoop Dogg. So, you know, the album is very star-studded. You know, I got Snoop, Jordan is on the album, Tiger's on the album, Kid Ink is on the album. As you guys know, 2 Chainz is on the album. So, you know, it's a very star-studded album, and I'm excited to put this thing out finally, you know, because when I was actually making this album, it was not about making hit songs or about putting an album out at all, because I was, you know, just, you know, in this dark place after my injury. And I started making this music for selfish reasons, you know, just to get myself, you know, out of this rut. So in turn, the album is just exemplifies who I am as a person. You know what I'm saying? People have never met the dirty side of Derulo, and, you know, you'll definitely get to know who that is on this album. The album is actually called Talk Dirty.
You mean it gets even dirtier than Talk Dirty to Me?
Oh, naughty Derulo.
You don't have to cop that and see.
So he's got songs like Wiggle. He's got
What you
Thomas,
wiggling? What are you wiggling, Jason?
What do you think?
bubblegum.
Kama Sutra, bubblegum, zipper.
I don't know if I can handle, honest to God, I don't think I can handle listening to the CD all at once. I don't.
You got to take it in doses.
So when you broke your back, you're talking about your injury.
You broke his vertebrae.
Yeah, 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 your neck. And you probably couldn't do a whole lot. So is that what inspired Talk Dirty to me? Did Jordan just kind of sit around and talk dirty to you since you couldn't do anything else?
Yeah, because, you know, I had to lie on my back, you know what I'm saying? So it was a little different.
That's why you were so, like, sexually repressed and you couldn't move. So all these songs, it's like, zipper.
I wasn't sexually repressed at all.
Wiggle.
Well, there you go.
My man.
There you go.
High five to Jordan. Oh, my. That is funny.
Well, like Al said, the album is out on Tuesday, which is tax day. You don't have to wait until then, Al. You can go ahead and pre-order on iTunes.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sure Jason would appreciate that.
That's what you're doing right now. Hop on iTunes right now. And you'll cop that. It's called Talk Dirty.
Well, before we leave, I think Kelly would like for you to talk a little dirty to her.
Yeah,
if you
talk
think
a little
that'd
dirty,
be okay.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know if I can. Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Close my eyes, though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want you to know, like when I get home, it's going to be on. But, like, I want you to, you know, prepare for me. I want you to wear a nice little robe with nothing underneath the robe. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And when I walk in the door, you know, I will just want to make sure that dinner is ready.
Dinner?
What are we having for dinner? Jason, hot dogs or something?
Wait. All that, and he wants dinner.
Yeah, he just turned. This is like Talk Chauvinist.
And bring me a beer, damn it.
That really made it sound good. Jason, always a pleasure talking to you, my man. We'll go ahead and grab that album.
Talk down to me.
Okay. Right, thank you, Jason Derulo.
We'll see you soon, man.
Later, dog.
Love you, Jason Derulo.
I love you more.
Oh, God. Okay, bye.
You meant make him dinner.
That was hilarious. That was hilarious. I want you to have a robe with nothing on up under it.
Give me some dinner.
Make sure my dinner's ready.
Let you know dinner's ready.
I was like, something. Where's he going to go with that?
That's funny.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Sit down. Sit down. Mr. Jones, sit down. Your basic thing is you think she's running around.
That's really
what it is.
Yes.
Do you find it easy to get women to finance your lifestyle?
No, it's not. Not easy at all.
But you do it.
Yeah, I do it.
Yeah, but, right, Mr. Don't you interrupt me again.
Wow. Welcome to the show.
She is a powerful sounding woman standing next to me and a couple inches shorter than me. A tiny little thing.
I'm shorter than everybody. 5'1¼". That's it.
Welcome.
Playing every quarter.
Judge Lynn Toler to the show. Yeah. I feel like you need a whip with me. Every time you talk, I'm going to be like, get him.
Yeah. How do you feel? Are you, like, intimidated by her?
Or turned on?
Yeah. It's kind of sexy.
No. I mean, not in a bad way.
It's cold.
No. I don't mean like that. I'm just saying.
That
part does not turn me on. That part.
What?
The authoritative.
You
why
like
not?
That?
No. I gotta be the man. I'm the man. I gotta be that dude. I don't need. Oh, you the man till I come home.
Judge Toler, does it surprise you that he's divorced?
No, yeah. I mean, it would be surprising if he kept one.
But then again, you know, we say that. We say we want to be in control. But at the end of the day, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Exactly.
So
right.
Y'all are still ultimately in control. But the smartest woman is a woman that can make the man think he's in control while she still runs the house.
It's a lot of work, you know that?
It is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. You know, you got to manage your own head.
We worth it, though. You know what I'm saying? We worth it. You know, man.
Really?
Al, you might end up on divorce court because it just got renewed through the 2016-17 season.
All right.
Just announced.
Right.
How many years is that for you on the show?
I've been on eight.
Seasons.
I've been on eight seasons. And, you know, for morning TV, that's such a long run.
Yeah.
It's great, you know?
Are you chasing Judge Judy?
I wish.
No, that's
I mean,
right.
I ain't gonna lie.
You mean, gut.
I'm working on number three and pushing, but
that was shocking.
Judge Judy got a bit of a jump on me.
That was shocking when it came out. She makes the most money of anybody on TV.
Anybody.
She's killing it.
And works like
killing it.
Only a few days
a year. She's shorter than me.
There you go. You got that on
something.
Her.
Yeah, we're both really tiny.
You are tiny.
Like 5'1".
Do you think it's like the Napoleon complex reversed for women? That's why you're so powerful and authoritative that you have
really
to compensate
know.
For your lack of height?
I don't know. My sister is 4'10 and a half, and she's a neurologist. Man. So maybe it is Napoleon, we're short, we gotta show up syndrome.
Does she have to, like, stand on a booster box when she's working on somebody's brain?
Well, she did when they were doing internships and you have to do surgery.
Yeah.
She had to get a box.
Yeah.
Because everybody else.
Yeah,
because she was 4'10 and a half. Yeah.
Judge Lynn Toler, could we be a bailiff for one of your shows?
Absolutely. Come on by.
Oh, I would love that.
Do celebrity bailiffs? Well, not that we're celebrities.
I'll start.
It's kind of artistic.
I'll start.
I just want to stand up there and look all
just
tough for you.
Look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just look good. Keep your shirt tight.
Uh-huh.
And give us a little eye candy.
Yeah.
Right.
And we can work with you.
Could Kelly and I, what could we do? Could we be the stenographer? Is that what it is?
A court reporter.
We don't have a stenographer, but we can always
I guess you don't need one when it's videoed like that.
Well, no, we can, you know.
I would be that kid that when they're doing the newscast and you always see a kid in the background waving, you'd be like asking the defendant a question. I'd be like in the background, hey.
You're on TV every day, Al.
I know, but a different show. It'd be cool.
Al forgets he's on TV every day.
Being in divorce court, you've heard it all, right?
Oh, absolutely.
What is the most ridiculous grounds for divorce that's come? I mean, that's putting you on the spot.
The most ridiculous thing that a woman stayed upset about her entire marriage was the absence of a wedding. I mean, she was really, it was ludicrous. Like, but I didn't get the day, my day. And I will say, we ladies are a little silly about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's your choice to stay without it at some point, right? Like, you can't punish for her
whole
life.
But it's a day. That's not the point. The point is taking the cat home afterwards and living with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's right. Just, it's just a moment in time. I didn't have a wedding. Mm-hmm. I just,
lunchtime,
went to the courthouse, 12 o'clock. Married the brother, took him on.
And 25 years later, you said you just celebrated.
Later, I married 25 years later.
A random guy, too, by the way.
Just pulled a cat off the street. Hey, you want to come with me?
That's good.
Do you feel, because I mean, I've never been married, and I know no marriage or relationship is perfect, but do you feel kind of a next level of pressure since you're on TV and you're kind of supposed to be the correct opinion on how relationships work? Do you feel this pressure on your own marriage?
You know, the interesting thing is I'm always telling the truth, so I can't run around. You know, I talk too much to lie because I'll get caught. And I do tell the truth a lot about our marriage, and it hasn't always been, sunshine and roses.
That's
so
real.
So I do say what difficulties we do have and how we've conquered them. Now, I'm careful how I say it.
Right.
Because he's a private guy. But I get it in there.
Throw it out there.
Every once in a while.
How is that, being such a public person married to such a private person?
It's interesting. E at one point came to me and said, you seem to have an interesting life. We would, maybe we could do a, what do they call it?
Reality
a docu-series
show.
Yeah. Or something. Yeah. Whatever. And I mentioned it to my husband. He said, the first episode you could tape our divorce.
I hear you. My girlfriend does not want to be talked about. I mean, I still kind of talk about it a little
bit. Give her a nickname. So it's
Dr. Girlfriend.
Dr. Girlfriend.
Yeah, but I try not to watch the show at home.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes he turns it on and I'm sweating the whole time because I can't remember if I said something about him or not.
Yeah, you don't know what episode it is.
He gives me the stank eye.
We're talking with Judge Lynn Toler. Are there some misconceptions about marriage that you want people to know? Because you deal with a lot of relationships.
Right.
And we're talking off air about how my wife and I will, we'll fight for 2 years pretty strong.
How long have you been married now?
You'll fight for 2 years strong?
That's half of the marriage.
You don't get along as well as you think you should be getting along for being married.
Oh, we had an 18-month argument.
Right.
I understand exactly what you're saying.
And then, the following 2 years, perfect, no problem.
Wonderful.
And then you go down in the hills.
Yeah, no, it's up and down and around and it gets ugly.
But
I think what people's misconception is, it's a good match or it's not a good match. And if it's a good match, people are happy most of the time. If it's not a good match, it's awful all the time. And what happens if it's a good match, it's crappy a lot of the time, but you make it through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about not quitting when those tough times.
We get there and love them enough to just stay with it when it's a little ugly. And then you get back to pretty again.
Because I tell people, if you're not fighting, you're not loving right. Right?
Well, JC.
I mean, you got to, those
you're
arguments.
Not you're not fighting, you're not loving, right?
Yeah. My girlfriend loves me.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You think that's what Rihanna was telling herself?
That's different fighting, Jeff.
Are there, but do you have like ground rules for fighting?
No. For years, we didn't fight, which was one of our problems because I was always saying yes. Uh-huh. Because I didn't want him to think, yeah, I'm in charge. I'm putting people in jail and all this kind of stuff. And I wanted to come home. And I thought saying yes all the time would make him happier mm-hmm. about that. And I ended up losing my opinion. And he didn't. He wanted the strong woman he married, not the idiot that I had become.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we didn't fight for a long time. And then he said something about the lawn I didn't like one day.
Shout out.
It was on for 18 months.
The lawn.
See, but it wasn't about the lawn, Al. It wasn't
the
about
lawn.
The lawn.
The lawn.
What, do you want you to mow it?
I launched. And it was like 18 months. And then we finally like, oh, okay. See, we can have differences of opinion.
That could be one of the divorce cases that you would have to deal with. Because I've seen some crazy stuff. I mean, you have all races on your show.
Right.
This is leading to a question. And I
mean, he says that it usually doesn't.
I promise. But the most colorful people are the brothers, it seems like to me. And I was wondering, how often have you said to yourself or maybe even on television, Negro, please? I mean.
Well, now. Let me see. I have to be judicial about this entire thing. My belief is this. Black folk have a very different oral tradition.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to a party with all black people, mm-hmm. you go to a party with all white people,
two different parties.
Two different parties. I had a party once with black folk and white folk,
yeah.
50-50.
Uh-oh.
And at 11 o'clock, the last white guy left. Mm-hmm. We were still there at 4 a.m. You know, cops came, everything. Great party.
Oh, that's so you know it's good.
So we have a different way of rocking.
It's more animated.
Yeah, a little more animated.
Has there been something on the show that you weren't able to air because it was just crazy? And
oh, a few things.
What was the worst one?
Things like that.
She was 14. Don't tell that story.
Woo!
The parents signed off on the marriage.
No, I mean, he was. Admitting to having been with somebody that age.
I thought she was the one getting the divorce. Ooh,
No.
Mm. Oh, no.
And just said it.
And he just said it like nothing.
Just said it.
So you can't air that.
I mean, but were there some sort of like legal repercussions?
It was
for
a
that?
While ago. Which, yeah. You know, and we.
Just like, case dismissed. Get out of my courtroom.
Don't go there.
Mm.
Do you have any fun at all keeping up with celebrity marriages and the breakups and the makeups?
I wouldn't call it fun. I would call it just fascination.
Mm-hmm. It is interesting.
It's interesting. And I think a lot of the problems that celebrity have, this is just my theory. I think that they live in a world of fantasy
mm-hmm.
and I live in a world where they get pretty much everything they want all the time. And in marriage, it's about not getting what you want
yeah.
a fair amount of the time. So it's two people who have a fantasy. Oh, we're fantasy. And you come in, and it's still the grunge work. Yeah. And they're not ready for it. And then the glare of the spotlight makes it worse. And next thing you know.
Because you're getting attention from a lot of other places.
Right.
And not just attention from your significant other.
Like
all the time.
Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin, they did this conscious uncoupling.
Yeah, what
is that?
I wasn't sure. I mean, I really wasn't. Conscious uncoupling. I mean, it's an interesting concept. It may be better than divorces because divorces get ugly. I mean, I guess they're leaving each other and trying to do so intelligently. That's what I took out of it. Now, I don't know. I don't know people who uncouple unconsciously. You got to knock somebody out or something. I don't know.
Didn't they have like a ceremony?
They did. They had a Kabbalah spiritual ceremony divorce ceremony.
I have had seen people do divorce ceremonies.
Really?
I've seen people do that.
And what is that? What did that involve in what
you saw? Well, it involves, it depends on, typically it involves, returning things, exchanging things, uh-huh. and vowing, especially when they have children.
To respect.
To always be civil and do that. So and
then it was a ceremony?
Yeah.
So like you invite guests and have a buffet and everything?
Hey, listen, people.
And a divorce pie?
Any excuse to have liquor. It's,
Ned, I thought I was having an original idea by doing a ceremony for a divorce. Because I was going to, like, link up with you.
Right.
And as soon as they leave divorce court,
right.
They call me and I plan this big divorce party.
Yeah, be a divorce planner.
And everybody, I was going to have them walking down the aisle.
That was your plan with the judge?
Yeah, I was going to take a meeting.
But you should do it in, like, you're rewinding the marriage video. Like, they start at the altar and then she has to walk back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Judge Lynn Toler from Divorce Court on Fox. Where can we find out what time your show's on in our cities?
Go to divorcecourt.com. Tell you exactly when it's on.
All right.
Easy enough.
And thank you for shouting us out on Twitter for Dish Nation also.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks for the support.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
You're a big fan of ours. Which is-
Thanks for telling her.
We just want to acknowledge.
Thanks for telling her, JC.
Or maybe Ricky Smiley.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's Ricky.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I'll be honest. Our first hour didn't go as planned.
What in the world is up with our 6 o'clock hour listeners?
Are we on the air? Maybe we're not on the air.
I don't think people are waking up in time, Big Al Mac. We tell you what time to listen every single day. We do it twice a day, 6:50 and 7:50 Central.
Yeah.
Which means it's about time to do it for the second time today.
Yeah, it is.
We want to pay your bills.
All right, don't let us down, y'all. Please, don't go on the weekend like that.
By the way, if you haven't done so, go to KidNation.com and sign up. It's really simple. You just give us 4 of your bills, and then you might hear your name on the show. First one in gets to play the Pay Your Bills game.
Yeah, the part about listening for your name seems to not be catching on.
Yeah.
You got to listen.
Yeah, we're not going to call you.
It's not just magical, and you're going to find out in your mind that we called you. You got to be listening to our show. Here's our contestants for this hour.
Who we got?
Tim Wood, Nicole Little, Melissa Willis. Melissa Willis, Nicole Little, Tim Wood.
All right.
You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
First one in gets to play.
All right.
Second one in, sorry.
Sorry about
But thank you for signing up. You'll still be in there.
Well, hopefully this will turn out more interesting than the last round.
Yeah. I'm sure it will, Jen. I have hope.
And to speak of interesting things, we kind of started this new thing randomly just in the last couple of weeks. Our most interesting listener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we've gotten some really cool and random phone calls, and you can't plan that kind of stuff, you know, ranging from the woman who has been dating an inmate.
That was the first one we had.
For 25 years, and we were like, we got to do most interesting. And then last week, we had this call from a girl who is so obsessed with One Direction that she now speaks only in a British accent. She's a high schooler, and then she wouldn't even break it. It's kind of British Australian.
Yeah.
And then we had the girl yesterday who wanted to throw away all of her man's cat t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're kind of encouraging you to be our most interesting listener of the week.
Nice.
By the way,
it's time for the most interesting listener of the week.
Ooh, ominous.
Yes. This weird thing pops up that starts talking to me on the computer. It sounds like this.
https://www.facebook.com/edittext/blank.
Steven, you can help me out with this?
Yeah, it's called VoiceOver. That's what I'm blind, and that's what Apple products use so that we can use the computer. And I can't remember. I think it's Command F5 that turns it on and off.
Command?
Boom! Boom!
Steven, I love you!
Steven, I'm taking you and Ken out for drinks.
Al's taking you out for drinks for me.
Driving.
Steven's going to be our most fascinating listener of the day.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah. I like talking to Steve.
That was the most interesting listener of the week.
Congratulations, Steven.
Yes, Steven. Steven actually tweeted me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
We're best friends.
Nice. It said, because we have another favorite blind listener, and he said, not all blind people look alike.
How does he know?
Yeah, how does he know? That's a good question.
Man, such a good sense of humor. So funny.
Real quick, guys.
All right.
Let's get Sasha with social media.
What? Huh?
It's our new social media song.
What is that?
Let's get social with social media.
It's from a social media conference.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes,
so it's our new social media song.
Producer Mike.
So you remember when Rebecca Black came out with the Friday song and it was so bad, but it got passed around and got millions of hits?
Yeah.
This is like the new terribly funny viral video.
It's not that bad, Mike.
Oh, it's
I
bad.
I hope the video's funnier than the song.
Well, I've heard worse.
What's this about?
There's a really good rap in there that's bad.
I'm mad at social media right now.
I just wanted to go, and every time we read a Facebook post or a Twitter comment, we're going to go ahead and hit that bad boy because that's our intro to it.
Okay.
Yesterday, we talked to the lady who said her boyfriend had shirts with cats on them. Mm-hmm. She wanted to get rid of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, he heard the show.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he did.
He had a rebuttal.
What did he say?
Jason Serda, shout out. Wrote, apparently my girlfriend called the Kid Craddock Show complaining about my cat shirts. I will now be wearing one to your graduation. These are my last two remaining, but I bought more.
Good for you, dude.
A lot more. Hashtag winning. Hashtag cool cat. These shirts awesome. Are epic, by the way.
Showing her who's boss.
That's awesome.
Some of the cats have birthday hats on them. And there's a little cat just chilling with the stars.
I like that.
I'm going to get them and embarrass Kinsey.
Okay.
That was your social comment of the day.
Oh, and you know what else?
Hey now, y'all. Can we just get real? Do we really care about our fans? Or is this just another deal? Said another way that we lost our way?
They rap.
Social's about the people, remember? We are people. Do we really need another live fan or share?
Do
we need another post to show up everywhere? I hope as we scatter that we never forget.
See, we shouldn't encourage this.
Forever,
really.
We could make our own.
This is good.
We way better. Make our own bad one. That's
that
way better.
That wasn't even so bad. It was good.
Kelly, did you drink some sour milk? Because that face.
You got that? I mean, that wasn't even like, you know, when something so bad it's good.
Maybe the
bad.
Girl part, but the,
All we're going to play is the Let's Get Social part before we read comments.
Trey, go write something else. Thank you.
Yeah, we're busy.
Trey's busy.
We're busy.
Get Greg to help you with that.
Greg's
all right, y'all get on that.
Everybody's busy back there in the man room. Good news.
What?
Nicole Little called back.
All right, Nicole.
That's L-I-D-L-E, by the way.
I hope it's not Lytle, or she was good at
Did I mess up your name, Nicole?
It is Lytle. It's okay.
Lytle, sorry.
Lytle, see, Lytle.
You knew.
You got it. How did I know?
No, she knew. She knew I was calling her name.
Oh,
that's all that matters, right?
Yeah. I think it's because you didn't grow up here, so you need, like, origin of the word, please, or something like that. Lytle.
The English language just confuses me so much.
Nicole, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
Okay, well, I'm an admin assistant, and I've been there probably about a year. I just went full-time, and I'm also a full-time college student, and I'm a single mom with two kids.
You're working.
Whoa. Whoa, full-time college student, you got kids, you married.
I bet you would really.
No, she's single. Did you hear her say she was single?
You want to get married?
No, obviously, because guys don't listen.
Yeah, one day.
One day.
Men never listen.
I heard kids.
You heard kids? She's single. Man, so you are working hard for your money. So this is really a big deal that you your name was called.
So what does your husband do for a living?
You know what, Nicole? I really hope we're going to give you some money right now. So let's read the bills that
Nick.
You sent in.
All right. What'd she send in?
We've got a phone bill for $105.
Yeah. All right.
Cable bill, $195.
What kind of cable you got?
Oh, so.
That's just regular cable and some movies.
Nicole probably has HBO and stuff.
We got a car payment for $418.
That's a good one.
Ooh. Yeah, you do.
Steep.
And rent, the big one, $625.
Right. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're hoping for.
All right, Nicole. I'm hoping for the phone bill because I know how pesky those bad boys are.
Ow, that's the lowest one.
I want the house.
I'm pulling for the underdog.
Al's being very insensitive today. Kelly, good karma, Kelly.
Good karma because, you know, single mom to single mom.
Good karma here.
You know we work hard for our money, don't we, sister?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Please, God, let this be good. Well, it's good. It's your car payment for $418.
All right. Now,
yes, that's awesome.
Well, here's the little twist. We're going to let you have a choice here, what you'd like to do. Tell her, Jenna.
Yeah, Nicole. So we can go ahead and just give you this $418 for your car payment. You do have one other bill in there, you know, your rent payment that's a couple hundred dollars higher. But if you want to go for it and risk it, we're going to take that car payment out of the equation. And then we're also going to throw in a dummy prize. So you're still going to have three bills and a dummy prize. We could pull the bigger one, but you might get something lower. What do you want to do?
What's the dummy prize?
I want to hear the dummy prize first.
Nick, what's the dummy prize?
It's an Eat Some Corn t-shirt.
Oh, with the likeness of our leader, Kid.
This shirt
Craddock
is not only comfy, it's informative. You don't need anyone telling you to eat your vegetables if you have this vintage Kid Craddock t-shirt that reminds you to eat some corn. It's a woman's large and 100% cotton, and it could be yours if you risk it for another drawing.
Man, this is... Whew,
the choice is yours.
Here.
You can take the $418 car payment, or we can toss it. And we'll try drawing again.
You risk it. You might get that telephone bill paid, girl.
What you want to do, Nicole?
You might get an Eat Some Corn t-shirt.
No.
I'm gonna keep the corn. I've never won anything ever, y'all. I love y'all so much.
Aww.
We love you too, Nicole.
I think, in my opinion, not that it matters, this is a good decision.
I think it's a good decision, too. But just for fun, you want me to draw and see what you would have won? Just for fun. Your car payment's paid. That is done.
Yep.
So congratulations on that.
All right.
No,
just for fun.
Then it almost...
They make me do it. It's in the rules, Jenna. I would have drawn the T-shirt.
Oh, good call, Nicole. You made an excellent
Nice job. Nice job, Nicole.
Yay.
Tell your husband we said hello, okay?
Oh, shut up with the husband.
Well, I hope that makes your weekend or month even better.
Is that going to help you out a lot, Nicole?
It did. Yes, I'm struggling like so bad right now, but really? I'm getting it together. Yes.
You are? What are you going to do with the extra $418 this month?
I'm going to do the tour of my bills. I have to.
You know what? That's a responsible thing to do, and I admire you for that.
And, Nicole, since Al and I were kind of rude and didn't listen to you about the husband thing, I'm going to throw in $100, okay? So hopefully that helps out with you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry I didn't listen.
See, you can get the phone bill paid.
See, look how bad JC felt, Al.
Your husband's going to love that.
Well, JC, it's actually, he took it out of Al's wallet.
Yeah.
Al.
Hold on for a minute.
Al's not sorry.
Nah, you know what?
JC's really
sorry. It's 50-50.
I'm gonna give you a burger from McKinney Avenue Tavern.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah.
Hold on the line.
I worked that plug in there.
Good. You can't throw plugs in like that, Al. Man.
It's too bad that plug's gonna cost you $100.
how do you just turn into a pig on Friday?
I don't know.
Just a complete chauvinist pig.
I don't know. I love it though.
Just chauvinist.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Nicole Lytle.
Get it right. That's right.
Nicole Lytle.
Yep.
She had her what
car bill? Payment.
Her car payment.
$418.
Taken care of.
Single mom, two kids in school. Just got a new
Working
job.
Working a full-time job, full-time students. That's tough.
I know.
And it's real.
She signed up.
It's happening.
She signed up at KidNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
We do it twice a day, Monday through Friday. Go do it.
All right.
It's time for open lines. We gave you two topics, and then you can bring your own if you wish. Our first topic was, I hate my man's blank. It could be an object. It could be something he does. It could be a family member, friend.
Please don't make it anything too terribly.
His personality.
His other woman.
Yeah, don't make it too bad. And our phone screener, Lacey, got a weird racy text from a random number last week. So we want to know, what's the weirdest random text or voicemail you've ever gotten from a number you don't even know? Well, you could also go to Twitter, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah. That's our social media song.
Taking credit right there.
Lang Ong wrote...
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
I hate my man's beer belly. Hashtag throw it out, by the way. And Emily Tuck Lee said, his Crocs, complete with chew marks from the dog.
Oh, wow.
If you're listening and you have Crocs and you're a grown man, please, I urge you to get rid of them.
Yeah, please do. I know.
What about if you just wear them for gardening?
That's fine.
My girlfriend wears them. I don't know if what.
A lot of people
in the medical field.
If you're a nurse, doctor, or you're working
or a
at home
kid.
In the garden,
or a little kid, all good.
Oh, kids in Crocs are adorable.
That is the cutest.
Wait, I have Alesia Whitaker's back on this one.
Oh, hold on, Jenna. Let's get Joshua. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Alicia, but it has an S. Alesia. She says, I wish my man would get rid of his chew spit bottles he leaves over the house.
Well, that's making my gizzard
Hashtag
shudder.
Throw it out.
That's the worst. That's divorce stuff.
Yeah.
God forbid you accidentally drink it.
Oh, don't even
I know.
Suggest
I know.
It.
That's why I'm saying throw it out,
that
gentlemen.
That happens.
Mindy, you had a random wrong call?
Yes, it was awful. I was 6-7 months pregnant. This happened a year ago. And I get this weird number call me, and my husband's in Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just thinking it's him.
Right.
This woman tells me, oh, they have a script they read. Tells me my husband died. And it didn't register with me that they call if he's been hurt, they come to your door if he died.
Right.
So I'm in tears,
freaking
out. What am I going to do? I'm pregnant. My child's never going to meet their dad.
Oh, my goodness.
Then they call back a couple minutes later. Just kidding. That was somebody else.
Just kidding.
Who does that?
Did they say just kidding, or did they just say, I'm so sorry, it was the wrong number? Did they say just kidding?
Yeah, they said just kidding. And they called to my best friend. Her husband deployed with my husband, and my other best friend. All our husbands were deployed together. They told them the same thing.
Did you guys ever...
Oh, my God.
Wait, did you find out who did that?
No, but everybody got fired from their FRG position. And my husband called me 2 days later, and he goes, honey, I just want to let you know. You probably saw the news. I'm okay. Because he's infantry, so he's right out there.
That's funny.
Everybody got fired from...
So it was a prank? So it was a prank?
No, somebody really died, but...
Why did they say just...
They were messing up.
Oh, I see.
Just kidding.
Oh, that is...
That's horrible.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not
and
just kidding.
and he's a drill sergeant now, and I'm 6 weeks pregnant. And I said, thank God you're not going to be deployed for
yeah.
this one, and I'm not going to get a phone call.
That is.
Whew. Man, oh, man.
Well, big shout-out to your husband for doing what he does.
Absolutely, absolutely.
My goodness, that is the worst call to ever
get. Let's go.
Something
happier. Something happier.
This will be happier.
Okay.
Heather, you hate your husband's what?
His breath.
His breath? Oh, my gosh.
Would you describe it?
Yeah, what's it
no.
smell like?
It kind of smells like, some kind of gum disease or something. He knows it, and he's very self-conscious about it. So I don't want to say anything.
It's halitosis.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's...
He needs to go see a doctor.
Yeah, a dentist or something.
That.
Yeah.
He has. He's seen a dentist. It just seems like nothing makes it better.
Aw, poor guy.
There's got to be something.
I know, because he's a really good kisser, but... It kind of gets in the way now.
Yeah, I can imagine.
There's some kind of pills that
you
can take.
You know, Rick Dees, the DJ, invented a pill, and I took it, and it worked. You swallowed it, and it worked from your stomach.
Stomach up.
Because, you know, some people have those stomach acids, and that's where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Or it could be rotted teeth, but if he's going to the dentist, that's not it. But you would literally, like, burp mint all day.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, remember, Al?
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, when you'd, like, you know, you burp through the day. But it worked from the stomach up.
Have you tried those? Or has he tried those?
I can't remember what it's called. Maybe
you can
Google
it.
Rick's...
Like bad breath pill or something. I mean, seriously. Yeah.
I most certainly will.
If you want, we'll send you some official Kid Craddock Morning Show nose plugs.
We have those?
That would be great.
But we should make them. We're missing out on a lot of money.
Thanks for calling, babe.
Thanks, Heather. Poor lady and the gentleman. Lisa, you had a wrong call gone wrong?
Yes, I had a wrong call at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Uh-huh.
The call was, this was her message was, I just wanted to know who the B was.
Wait a minute, what now?
I wanted to know who the B was.
Meaning you.
The B word, yes. And I knew exactly when she said it what she was talking about, because my ex-husband had programmed me as the B in his phone.
Oh, man.
And what had happened is he lost his phone, or that was his story, and someone found it and called me. And they called me a couple of times wanting to talk to the B. And so, I was like, wow.
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 So it was obviously someone your ex-husband was dating?
I think so. He said he lost his phone and it was some random person.
Yeah, because the random would care so much.
Yeah. Going through every...
Exactly.
Who is Lisa? They're not calling
Lisa.
Yeah. No. Exactly.
So how'd that turn out?
Oh, I just ignored it and it's...
Wow.
Nothing came of it?
There's much more to the story, but I mean, he has recently passed away, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, you killed him.
You know, so.
Wow. No. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, baby.
Wow.
Man. Okay. I wonder what people have us listed on the... Like, I wonder if I'm the B in somebody's phone.
Mm.
Al, I know you're listed on
I'm sure I am.
Well, that would hurt my feelings.
Of course it would hurt your feelings. That's why we don't know that we're listed
JC
as that.
JC is... you're Anormexy in my phone.
Anormexy?
Yeah, like when you were in your anorexic phase, I think I put you in there and I called you Anormexy.
When was I
anorexic? So now when I go to call you, I always forget I have to go to A instead of J.
You mean when I couldn't gain weight?
Yeah. Oh. Couldn't gain weight.
That's a tough thing for
when
some
JC
guys.
When JC was going to go, my pants are just falling off.
I didn't know what to eat. Lisa, you had a weird text.
I did. Had a random Colorado number text me, which is already random because I live in Texas, so it's weird. And then they said, I hid the body, now what?
Oh!
I mean, that's kind of typical when you're younger, people try and do that for fun, so I kind of ignored it. And then they started sending pictures of these kids going to prom. And I was like, wait, what? So they just keep sending these pictures, and then they start sending pictures of like a hole that they dug. And then, like, a street sign.
What?
And I'm just, like, freaking out because I don't know what to do. And my mom at the time was dating a cop, so I showed him. I was like, what should I do? And he's like, just ignore it. I think he's, like, the worst cop ever.
Yeah, you think? At least investigate a little.
That's cool. Like, he was not concerned at all.
Oh,
and I'm, like, freaking out. Like, I really hope the guy who sent me these text messages is not listening right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Thanks, Lisa.
He's, like, the worst cop.
I think he's, like, the worst cop ever.
That's, like, one of the worst criminals ever, texting. Oh,
yeah.
Worst, bad combo.
My goodness.
Golly.
Jackie, What do you hate about your boyfriend?
I hate how he snot rockets in the shower every morning and Dutch ovens my children at night.
See, ladies? Jenna and Kelly, you don't feel so bad about being single.
No.
The children?
Is this your boyfriend or husband?
This is my boyfriend of 10 years, baby daddy type deal.
Oh, my.
Wait. What is he, a teenager?
At heart.
I really don't know sometimes.
Snot rockets and Dutch ovens.
The kids.
The kids.
That doesn't make me feel better about being single.
It doesn't, Jenna?
I'd take a Dutch oven.
You should give him a T-shirt.
My 4-year-old has figured out how to master it.
Get him a T-shirt that says, I Dutch oven my kids. For Father's Day coming up.
Oh, thanks.
Wow.
Oh, that is horrible.
Mm. Yeah. At least you don't have to clean it.
Yeah, yeah. There's no cleaning with the ovens.
Yeah, there is with the snot rocket.
But with the shower, there is.
Yeah,
yeah. Water does the trick.
Come on, don't be so nasty.
No, it doesn't. Not when they're stuck.
Okay. I gotta let you go. We gotta go.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.